Now turn to part 3. Questions 11 to 15. You will hear an interview on local radio with a girl called Holly Wright, who is talking about the sport of BMX biking. For each question, circle the correct answer: A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
I'm here today with 13-year-old Holly Wright, who recently took up riding a BMX bike. Holly, welcome. So, tell us how you felt the first time you got on a BMX bike.
Well, I'd borrowed the bike from a friend. I usually ride a mountain bike, which is quite heavy, so I thought the BMX bike would be the same. But in fact, it was lighter than my mountain bike, and a BMX isn't as big as most bikes, which was a surprise. You can't really sit down on it either, but that's so you can do tricks, like jumps and things. And that takes a bit of time to get used to.
And now you've got your own BMX bike. Tell us about that.
My dad didn't want to spend too much on a bike, so he bought me a second-hand one. And it's great. It was black when I got it, but I've painted it purple. And like most BMX bikes, it only has one brake, but that works brilliantly. It stops the bike really quickly, so I have to be careful not to fall off.
And you've got a BMX coach in your town now, haven't you? Has he helped to make the sport popular?
Well, there was already a BMX club for young people to join, but we didn't really have anywhere to practice. So he encouraged everyone, children and parents, to get enough money together to build a BMX park. It took a while, but it's finished now, and loads of teenagers come there and try BMXing. And some of them have got so good, they're entering national competitions.
And did the coach help you to improve too?
Yes, especially with my jumps. I really wasn't very good. He told me I was spending too much time staring down at the pedals and my feet, and that I should keep looking up to see what was coming and be ready for the next jump. That really helped. I still can't jump very high off the ground, but I'm working on it.
And he taught you quite a difficult trick on your bike, didn't he?
Yes. It's called a truck stand. You balance on the front wheel with your arms out. At first, he had to hold my bike so I didn't fall off, which was really helpful. But then after just a couple of tries, I did it on my own. It was amazing. My friends wanted me to show them, but I was worried I'd get it wrong, and asked them to wait until I'd practiced a bit more.
Well, perhaps you'll be able to show them soon. Thanks for coming in, Holly.
I really appreciate it.
Now listen again.
I'm here today with 13-year-old Holly Wright, who recently took up riding a BMX bike. Holly, welcome. So, Tell us how you felt the first time you got on a BMX bike.
Well, I'd borrowed the bike from a friend. I usually ride a mountain bike, which is quite heavy, so I thought the BMX bike would be the same. But in fact, it was lighter than my mountain bike, and a BMX isn't as big as most bikes, which was a surprise. You can't really sit down on it either, but that's so you can do tricks, like jumps and things. And that takes a bit of time to get used to.
And now you've got your own BMX bike. Tell us about that.
My dad didn't want to spend too much on a bike, so he bought me a second-hand one. And it's great. It was black when I got it, but I've painted it purple. And like most BMX bikes, it only has one brake, but that works brilliantly. It stops the bike really quickly, so I have to be careful not to fall off.
And you've got a BMX coach in your town now, haven't you? Has he helped to make the sport popular?
Well, there was already a BMX club for young people to join, but we didn't really have anywhere to practice. So he encouraged everyone, children and parents, to get enough money together to build a BMX park. It took a while, but it's finished now, and loads of teenagers come there and try BMXing. And some of them have got so good, they're entering national competitions.
And did the coach help you to improve too?
Yes, especially with my jumps. I really wasn't very good. He told me I was spending too much time staring down at the pedals and my feet, and that I should keep looking up to see what was coming and be ready for the next jump. That really helped. I still can't jump very high off the ground, but I'm working on it.
And he taught you quite a difficult trick on your bike, didn't he?
Yes. It's called a truck stand. You balance on the front wheel with your arms out. At first, he had to hold my bike so I didn't fall off, which was really helpful. But then after just a couple of tries, I did it on my own. It was amazing. My friends wanted me to show them, but I was worried I'd get it wrong, and asked them to wait until I'd practiced a bit more.
Well, perhaps you'll be able to show them soon. Thanks for coming in, Holly.
I really appreciate it.
That is the end of part 3.